Two well-dressed attorneys went to an expensive restaurant, ordered two drinks, and then got sandwiches from their briefcases and began to eat them. Immediately, the waitress came over to them and said, "I'm sorry, sirs, but you can't eat your own food here. It's against the rules." The lawyers quietly looked at each other and exchanged their sandwiches and continued their meals. You can always trust lawyers to find loopholes in every rule. The definition of loophole from the Cambridge Academic Content Dictionary is an opportunity to legally avoid an unpleasant responsibility, usually because of a mistake in the way rules or laws have been written. In medieval castles, there were openings in the castle walls known as loopholes. Loopholes were the narrow slits in the stone wall through which archers would release their arrows at an approaching enemy. Today, the word loophole carries many negative connotations, but at the time of the word's introduction, loopholes were a place of protection and an opportunity enabling the archer to exploit the opening to strike an approaching enemy. We all try to get around rules, to find and exploit wiggle room. Whether at home, work, or in our spiritual lives, we're always looking for loopholes. Christians love loopholes. Some Catholics use the confessional to do whatever they want on Saturday night and then try to trap God in his promise of forgiveness come Sunday morning. For many of our brothers and sisters of other Christian professions, their version of the confessional is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Super progressive Christians create loopholes by picking and choosing what they believe Jesus said or the Apostle Paul wrote. If anything in sacred scripture gets in the way of what they want, they just ignore it. Loopholes like the confessional, reading Bible passages out of context, or ignoring challenging passages of scripture allow us to keep the letter of the law while ignoring its spirit. But we know Jesus was all about fulfilling the spirit of the law. But loophole Christians ask, how close can I get to sin without actually sinning? I remember a friend of mine, one of my classmates, as I was graduating seminary and preparing to be ordained priest, got me a gag gift. It was a license plate that said, what can I get away with and still go to heaven? Jesus did not mean for his followers to game the system. He meant for us to trust God and to love one another and to repent and believe in the gospel, which leads us to the only real loopholes we can use before God our Father that are absolutely and always effective. And what are these good loopholes? The wounds of Jesus Christ glorified. Because of his wounds, because of his sacred precious blood was spilt for us, we have the opportunity to see the face of God. That is Christianity in a nutshell, something that every Christian knows, but too few truly ponder enough. Of course, we Catholics have always meditated on Christ's passion. Each Mass is a representation of his sacrifice, and in addition, the Stations of the Cross, such a beautiful standard Lenten devotion, and the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary remind us of what he went through for us. But we have another devotion available to us that I commend today, one that helps us meditate more concretely on his sufferings, and that is the devotion to his 5 sacred wounds. Saint Bridget of Sweden received a private revelation and indicated that all the wounds our Lord suffered added up to 5,480 wounds. She began to pray 15 prayers each day in honor of each of these wounds, their total after a year being 5,475, which plus the 5 wounds of Jesus added up to the 5,480. These 15 prayers of Saint Bridget of Sweden are still prayed today by many who follow this devotion. Likewise, in southern Germany, it became the practice to pray 15 Our Fathers a day in honor of Christ's wounds, so that by the end of the year, 5,475 Our Fathers were prayed. In the Song of the Suffering Servant, Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3-5, we hear, "He was despised and abandoned by men, a man of great pain and familiar with sickness, and like one from whom people hid their faces. He was despised, and we had no regard for him. However, it was our sickness that he himself bore, and our pains that he carried. Yet we ourselves assumed that he had been afflicted, struck down by God, and humiliated. But he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoing. The punishment for our well-being was laid upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." And I always then reflect immediately upon John chapter 20, verses 27 through 28. "Then he said to Thomas, 'Place your finger here and see my hands, and take your hand and put it into my side, and do not continue in disbelief, but be a believer.' Thomas answered and said to him, 'My Lord and my God.'" Please keep it close to your hearts to remember and never forget. You have the best loopholes against judgment, the wounds glorified of our Lord Jesus Christ.